Toby needed some help in, you know, starting the first apartment, getting some stuff done.
Recording.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, it's a Manhattan. It's all the way down there.
And we have to change all our. Conserve envelopes from.
Not how they needed it.
You just have to edit them.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. He said, you know. It's 2 miles to side.
Oh.
You gotta get this over.
Barely get it. Just down.
Everyone please rise. Pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Barron?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Braverman?
Here.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Here.
Ms. Perry? Mr. Duber?
Here. Could I have a motion to excuse Lisa?
You don't need one.
Oh, oh yeah.
You need one.
So never mind.
It is a special one.
You don't need one, you only need it for regular.
To excuse them? We don't need one to.
Correct.
Oh, alright. Can I have a motion to confirm the appointment of Ronald Need as the chief.
Nide.
Rhymes with tide.
Ronald Nide as the chief voting official of Ward Village.
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred.
Want to know anything about him?
Sure.
Well, you all had a copy of his resume. Mr. Nide is right there in the back. Mr. Nide joins us from, I think he was deciding between retirement and Orange Village.
Oh.
Mr. Cluter talked me out of retirement.
Mr. Nide's acquaintance was brought to us from Giff Dyer and Ron Kluchin, who have worked with him during his 25 years as a building official in Cleveland Heights, most recently as the CBO, and before that he spent years in Beechwood. Thus, you know he is very experienced and has lots of experience as well with large-scale projects, and he is already started and working hard.
I'd like to thank the mayor, council, and the residents of Orange Village for this opportunity. Both humbled and honored for it.
Should wait till we vote.
One thing I know is real quick is that everybody I've met and become associated with has been here for almost ever, 20, 30, 40 years. So that shows me that everybody's committed to the village and I plan on doing the same.
He just had one minor complaint already his first day in the office, and he just thinks there's too many women around.
And moving on. We can please call roll to confirm the appointment.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Welcome.
Yes, take your
can I have a motion to confirm the appointment of?
No, no.
He's got a sign.
Oh, come on up.
Ron?
Would you like to take the oath?
You're going to take the oath of office now. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Ronald Knight.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The rules, regulations, and charter.
Rules, regulations, and charter.
Of Orange Village.
Of Orange Village.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Honestly and impartially.
Honestly and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As chief building official of Orange Village.
As chief building official of Orange Village.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
Welcome aboard. Thank you very much. You can shake everyone's hand and then come back and sign.
Welcome. See you again.
Ron, you are now official. Welcome aboard. And I'm very excited also because this is the first time Orange Village will have a full-time building department and be staffed full-time, except for Mary, you know, who's the the administrator. So I think this is going to be a real added service to our residents, and of course, you're gonna be busy for the next number of years.
Absolutely, my phone is open for everyone to call at any time.
Oh, we whited it out. We'll give it that out.
Put it in the minutes, that's all.
You're welcome to stay, Ron.
Oh, I will.
Oh, you don't have to.
Moving on, can I have a motion to confirm the appointment of Mary Catherine Knight as the clerk of council for Orange Village?
Motion made.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter, is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Barron.
You wanna talk about Mary Catherine or not?
I went to high school with her.
We won't hold that against her, but.
Well, we know Mary Catherine, because Mary Catherine not only grew up in Orange Village and graduated high school with Brandon, but Mary Catherine has worked for the village before, and it was a very happy association. She went on to do other things, including getting married and having two children, and working elsewhere, and we're happy to have Mary Catherine back in Orange Village Hall.
It's nice to be back.
Wonderful, glad to have you. And can I have, if you actually wanna call the roll on confirmation of yourself?
Sure, Mr. Barron.
Yes.
Mr. Braverman.
Yes.
Ms. Cluter.
Yes.
Mr. Alfred.
Yes.
Mr. Duber.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
Oh, I understand.
So you get sworn in now.
We're good picture takers. I state your name.
I'm Mary Catherine Knight.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The rules, regulations, and charter of Orange Village.
The rules, regulation, and charter of Orange Village.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Honestly and impartially.
Honestly and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As clerk of council of Orange Village.
As clerk of council of Orange Village.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
Okay, welcome. Congratulations.
Sign up, Mary Catherine.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Congrats. Especially.
Thank you, thanks me.
Oh, you're very welcome, congratulations.
Sign here, and then give these to Kathy Cups tomorrow, I'm sure if you wanna copy.
Work session. Moving on to old business of pending legislation and motions, ordinance 2015-28, an ordinance facilitating the financing of public infrastructure improvements for the benefit of the Pinecrest Development Project by Pinecrest Project Partners LLC by authorizing the execution of a cooperative agreement and various related agreements and declaring an emergency. This is on for second reading.
Just so everybody's clear, because I think the agenda was distributed a little confusing, the lease that you got in your packet,
yeah.
That lease is between us and the developers for the use of the safety station. It's got 99-year term with 99-year with renewable 99-year terms. It is an exhibit to the cooperative agreement. The other things that go with the cooperative agreement, Exhibit A is the development site plan. We've already had that. I mean, all of our professionals are out of town this week, so nobody's here to assemble them, but you will have them next week. The site plan is Exhibit A. Exhibit B is the project site. We've seen that a lot. Exhibit C is the required amounts and administrative amounts, and the required amounts are debt service charges, and these are the things we cannot determine until the bonds are priced, until they get to the, you know, go through each step. The D is the lease. Exhibit E is a TIF declaration. They are, I've seen a draft of it, but I haven't seen the final thing yet. There's still some discussion between the Price Finley and their attorney. And the final schedule is the minimum service payments by parcel. And again, those can't be finalized until the bonds are priced and sold.
So we'll have everything
by next week.
Who did the lease?
Paul Singerman negotiated it with Jordan Burns.
Who drafted it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Did you read it, Steve?
I did.
No, I'm talking to Steve. Did you read it?
Conflicted out.
I know. I just wondered if you happened to. Okay.
I read it, and the police chief and the fire chief read it. And Paul Singerman knows every word in it, but I don't know who actually drafted the first.
Well, I just, it look, you know, it's kind of a hybrid between a purchase and a lease. There's provisions, because it's a 99-year lease, and the lease part has some, as I mentioned at the Finance Committee, I mean, there are a few provisions that I'm not sure why they're in there, other than the fact that they're probably in a document they've done once before, or more than once before.
Okay, I will ask Paul before next week, so he looks at that or has an answer, but he will be here next week.
Okay.
And Price will be here next week.
Okay, good.
Any other questions or comments on 2015-28? If not, we'll move on to new business. Ordinance 2015-29, an ordinance amending section 143.01 of the codified ordinances of Orange Village and changing the composition of the police department by establishing the position of part-time IT security officer and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. I believe we already, actually, we discussed it in.
We did. The other thing, though, that we didn't is, you know, this creates the position, but it also increases the number of personnel that is authorized to be in the police department. It's very different than that. I mean, when we go to hire one, even though it's authorized, we still have to come back here. It still has to be budgeted, and you still have to confirm and approve. But this allows for a little expansion in the department so that we don't hit the ceiling and be an issue. And as you heard in the finance, the budget does anticipate two more part-timers next year. So I don't know what it went from and to, but.
The prior full-time sworn police officers limit was 15, and there were up to 20 entire staff, which could include the secretary and four part-time. We're going to 18 full-time sworn police officers, plus a secretary, plus an IT security officer, plus four part-time. So that adds up to.
Check his math.
Yeah, don't do that.
My question, do we need an emergency clause in a change of our organizational chart?
I believe that this is expected to start
January 1st.
If you go first reading tonight, second reading next week, next month, to have it effective by January 1, you're going to need an emergency clause. If you suspend the rules, we could take the emergency clause out, and it'd be more than 30 days after. It's up to you.
Well, let's suspend the rule. Let's take it out, and I'll suspend the rules next week.
Deal. Take it.
Well, you need four members of council to agree to the change, and if you can put your deal together.
I mean, you know, these emergency clauses, they slip into into places where, you know, the only reason I rail against them is the emergency clause. That's the break. It sounds horrible, but that's for the public. They might see something, and they need a couple of months. Three readings is 2 months, not 3 months, of course. It's 2 months. And that emergency clause means that they don't get their 2 months to call us on something we're doing.
Sure they do.
Huh? 30
days. Oh.
No, no. Three readings is 2 months. So they really don't have a lot of time. Cutting it even in half makes it that much more difficult for anybody to put themselves together and come in and see us. So. Naturally, I'm against the emergency clauses, and if it doesn't need to be in there, I would not put it in there or in any of our legislation where it's not necessary. Occasionally, it is.
Well, it was put in there with the expectation that you wanted the three readings in place.
Yeah.
So there are two different things going on.
There are.
So we put the emergency clause in to be in place January 1st. If you want to change it, we can change it.
Well, no, because the counterargument that he'll make is that, you know, everybody should have three readings and we shouldn't go ahead and suspend the rules and things. So,
No, I think it's appropriate, but I think we can do it without emphasizing our use of the emergency clause.
Well,
I'd be happy to do it suspending the rules, understanding that we want to get this done by January 1st in order to have a policeman or another officer in place, but the use of the emergency clause becomes too easy, that's all.
Okay.
It's just a general. Peak of mind.
Noted.
So I'll move to amend it to take out the emergency clause. We might as well vote on that on the record.
Okay. Would you like to make a motion to amend it?
That's it. I move to amend that to take out the emergency clause.
Okay. Is there a second?
Well, actually, it's not appropriate to amend it at this time. This is just first reading. You would have to suspend the rules
first
in order for you to amend it.
Oh.
So if you want to do that.
Well, I'll do that next week then.
You can only amend a third reading?
Well, yeah, because it's not an order. Right now, it's just a first reading. You're not supposed to be taking action on it.
You want to make a motion to suspend the rules?
No.
Okay.
Rather give our people 30 days to read it. I'll give them the time.
Then we might as well just leave it how it is.
That's the idea.
Exactly. Council President Duber, because Mr. Salada just walked in, could Herb ask him his couple of questions about that rental lease? Because he drafted it.
What's that?
He drafted it.
Oh, okay. Well, we talk about it now?
If it's okay with Brandon, I would take advantage instead of wait till the last week.
I just was looking at the lease, and I saw
safety station.
Yeah, I saw a couple of provisions in there that they looked like they were unnecessary in a 99-year lease. Like all we're doing is turning over a dollar. And one of the default provisions is if the village doesn't make its payments, like a tenant would.
Right.
But we're not making any payments, so I'm wondering why that would be a default provision.
Okay.
You know, I don't want it to be.
In addition to the dollar, which is the nominal rent?
Yeah, it's paid once, isn't it? And then.
So that's paid once, but then there are annual reimbursements for the utilities that are associated with the safety station. So that was designed to pick that up just to make sure that there was.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want that to be an event of default. I mean, we're going to pay it.
Bills and everything's okay. I mean, it shouldn't be a big check to write every year.
No. Right.
That was when we
are we being sub-metered?
Yes, you will be sub-metered. So you'll have individual charges.
Yeah, that was one of my concerns, is that we wouldn't know.
So we would. Will we be paying you or paying the utility company directly?
You'll be paying us as the landlord. So we'll be paying the bills to the utility.
So you get the master one, and then you bill the sub-metered one.
So there's software, and there's infrastructure within the building that will then.
Are you coming next week?
Yes.
All right, because I wasn't. I mean, I put it away, and I didn't have my thoughts, all my thoughts together, but yeah.
Well, yeah, and in advance of next week, if you had some questions that you wanted to have sent to us, I'm sure through the law director or the mayor, we could answer those during the week.
I can't go through the law director, apparently.
Paul.
Oh, who's Paul? Okay.
Who's Paul, yeah.
Okay.
You can go.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Thanks, Chris.
Welcome back, President.
Hey, thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Moving, okay, so we're set with the police department. Moving on to ordinance 2015-30, an ordinance authorizing the property owned by the Cleveland Chinese Christian Church, located at 27700 Emery Road, to obtain sanitary sewer services from the city of Bedford Heights via the city of Warrensville Heights, requiring that the property owner maintain all sewer facilities constructed pursuant to this authority, requiring the payment of all costs and expenses incurred by the village in inspecting and permitting the proposed sewer improvement. This is on first reading.
And it has to be referred to planning and zoning.
Oh, okay. Well, it's being referred to planning and zoning then. Sir?
Could I just ask, how does requiring a property owner maintain all sewer facilities, how does that?
They pay the county to do it.
The county would normally do it, not normally, but the county would do it and bill somebody, and instead of us, it's going to be the church?
Well, this is going to be a force main, and so
yeah.
It's going to be their responsibility to maintain it in the right of way. The county's not going to be collecting money on the Orange Village portion. The county collects money and applies the Warrensville Heights, applies the what they collect from this property as an assessment to their fund on the Warrensville Heights side of the line. So we need to have this provision in place in case maintenance needs to occur on the Orange Village side of the municipal.
So is that, how do we, the villages, do we bond for that? Or do they bond for it, I should say?
Well,
I mean,
it's
how do we protect the village? Not that I have any questions.
There's a requirement that this be filed with the county, so it's going to be an obligation on the property, and we could levy on that.
Okay, and that's the extent of our security, basically, is the right to levy at some point. Not sure that's enough, that's all.
You have a couple more readings.
Yeah, I have a couple. I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, just a question. Does this a
address the issue of if sometime in the future there is a problem with this sewer line and Emery Road has to be, you know, opened up to replace or fix something.
Anything that, anything related to this line is the obligation of the property owner who's installing it. It's a force main, which means they're the only ones who are going to be using it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a gravity line that somebody else is going to tap into. So they should be the only ones who are using this.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be responsible for its maintenance.
But I mean,
including the cost of digging up Emery Road, if that happened to be the case, including the cost of any of our service or police who have to manage traffic issues at the time of all of that. All of those costs are all covered by the property owner.
Right.
Is that correct? Is that, this
yes.
is all addressed in that?
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, I thought his question was, I thought your question might be going to, they have the obligation to pay the cost, but they have no authority over the decisions regarding the line. Is that a fair statement? They couldn't, like, if we needed to dig up Emery Road, they couldn't say, don't do that. We'd have to go,
correct.
Oh, we can't do that.
No, they're going to be in our right of way, subject
so.
To us
okay. Okay.
doing what we need to do in the right of way.
Okay, all right. That helps me. Thank you.
Moving on to ordinance 2015-31, an ordinance declaring certain real property located at 4170 Lander Road surplus property and authorizing the mayor to enter into an exclusive right to sell agreement with JS English Company as the broker for the sale of the property and relates services and...
Should be related.
Yeah. Related services and declaring emergency. This is up for first reading. This is the property that's next to the Old Village Hall.
This is 4170 Lander Road. It's a vacant parcel. I think we've run our course with the original realtor, and you know his traffic has slowed down. His interest has waned. This realtor that we selected was one of the ones that had been screened and recommended to us by the consultant, Russell Baruch, that we engaged to help us through this process. We met with him again. He specializes in vacant land, so we're going to give him a go.
6 months?
Well, 6 months and then maybe renew it because this is winter coming up.
Well, I mean, should we even have it on the market now? Or?
Well, we talked about that, actually, and their feeling was that we should. Because they showed us comparables, and I guess the vacant lands are on for 300 days. I mean, they were all on for a really long time.
My only concern is it just, you know, I don't know if it would sell quicker with a Howard Hanna or something like that, you know.
We'll try this and go there. Well, see, we went through this process so that none of us...
No, I know. Everybody knows a realtor,
yeah.
and that's, you
yeah.
know. But I'm not even talking about specific realtors. I'm just talking about, you know, the bigger umbrella of Howard Hanna. It has a larger reach probably than the JS English Company.
Well, once it's listed, they're all into it.
Well, they're all on the MLS, but even if you go to any of the, you know, websites, if you go to Howard Hanna, you know, these are the ones that pop up last, you know, kind of thing.
Well, that's
on the
probably
MLS.
True.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I would probably put up less of a protest to your statement if this guy was just a regular realtor.
Well, no. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do this. I'm mm-hmm. saying I'm a little bit skeptical about it, but we did
right, we'll
go ahead
Howard
and have
Hanna
the
recommend.
What's that?
We'll go to Howard Hanna next.
Well, I'm not saying we have to go to Howard Hanna. I'm just.
But do you want to give him a year? Is that what you're
saying? No,
I
said 6 months,
I think,
and then maybe renew
6 months,
it for
and then we can
okay.
kind of
right.
reevaluate.
Just because it's weird.
At 9 months.
It is at 9 months?
It's listed here on the Exhibit
okay.
A as till August 4th, 2016.
Yeah. So
well, can we
so
go?
It's 10 months.
Is this?
According to the lease
how
that I'm seeing here, November 4th.
Is that what we talked about at the meeting?
Can we change?
It's
is that
listed as exclusive right to sell agreement from November 4th. 2015 to August 4th of 2016.
Which seems fair because, you know, winter is sort of
well, I don't know. Apparently, they think that we should list it in the winter, and these things can...
Yeah, it's a piece of vacant land. It's not like you're moving kids into residence before school.
I don't know. I'd probably be more comfortable with 6 months.
So you want me?
Yeah.
I just.
If, I mean,
that doesn't really give him much time in the good weather. That's sort of.
Well, See what he could do in the back.
Unfair.
We have, well, we can always renew it.
I think once it's, but can I extend it for 3 months? I did that last time.
I plus you've already had this discussion with him. To a certain extent, you know, we've kind of got one foot in, so to speak. I hate the mayor to have to go back and
we talked about it, and then you handled the filling out of the lease. So the fact that it's 9 months doesn't, I don't recall that directly from the meeting that it was going to be 9 months. I remember saying it should be longer because winter was
right
there. So I just didn't know how long we agreed for. Do you remember?
No, it was longer than 6.
Okay, then we agreed to 9 months. Because of winter cutting out so much of it, right?
10, that's what you haven't asked.
Hmm?
10 months is what is in the
10
lease.
10 months or 9 months?
But then if we don't
from
like,
November
if we're not satisfied, then we have, then that doesn't really give us a chance for the following year, because then you're basically backed up against winter again.
How many months is it till July?
I don't know, I've seen it.
Seven from January.
Oh, maybe you're right, maybe it is 9 months. Maybe you're right, 9 months.
Okay, so that would be like 8 months.
You're right,
that's
nine.
That's the English way of calculating.
I use my fingers, or 9 months is right. I'm sorry.
Okay, so change it to July.
4th of July?
Oh. I don't know.
That gives them a shot. I'm comfortable with it.
Why are we changing 1 month?
Because I thought it was supposed to be 9 months. I
no, you didn't. You thought it was 6. You told me 6 earlier.
I told you that when you asked
Yeah.
me. Because I didn't remember that we said
okay
longer. I mean, I know we said the first section would be, I thought we said it was winter, 6 months, and then we'd renew it. But if it's coming in at that, I'm okay with that. But if you're not, tell us what you want.
I would say 6 months, but...
Well, I think 6 months is not fair.
You thought it was fair a minute ago, and you thought that was what it was.
Well, I changed my mind.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to do that.
I don't know what...
December, December, January, February, March, April, May. He didn't get a chance. But
Francis, what would you like? What do you
I
think
thought
about?
6 months would be fine.
Even though it's all winter?
Ken?
Yeah, then we could...
I just want to know.
Hold on.
Before you vote,
can
we at least talk about it?
Yeah, you'll get your chance. We're talking about it right now.
Oh, I thought you were asking for a number.
I'm asking their opinion on it.
So
you'll have your chance to speak.
I thought 6 months would be fine.
Okay, Ken, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if he's willing to start attempting to sell this thing now and keep it through the winter and the spring, I mean, yeah, I think this is long. I would think a shorter term would be better, and it gives us some flexibility if he's unsuccessful, rather than going immediately into quote unquote the off season again. So I would think, July.
So what do you say?
Up to begin cut off a month or two off of this term.
So how many months?
Well, you said cut off a month or two.
Oh.
Ron?
I think we have a lot more leverage if we limit it to 6 months. We can always extend it if
right
we want to.
Right.
But in the eyes of the agent, he's got 6 months.
Yeah.
Herb?
I don't really think it's fair to him. I mean, I'm not sure. I was going to ask Bob. I mean, was the discussion about a longer term? Did that discussion take
place? About longer because of winter, we discussed about
yeah. I think once you have that discussion, you're more or less, you're more or less saying it's, you know, we understand that there'll be a couple months that are dead winter. Take, you know, the longer, 6 months is fine, but 6 real months, not November, December, January.
When you sell your, if you were selling a home, you know, an actual home yourself, it would be 6 months. Usually.
You can do any term you want.
Conventionally, but you wouldn't say, well, the winter's coming, you know.
Most people don't even put it on in the winter.
Well, but he recommends that we do.
They need to sell.
Well, how about we do this? How about we go ahead and do May 15th, and you know, if we like what he's doing and we want to give him an extra opportunity after that, we can.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
You want to compromise on June?
Nope. May 15th.
Do what?
Well, we'll see if he takes it.
I was going to say.
I mean, really, if it was me, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Okay.
I'd say thanks, but I don't need that.
Really?
Okay.
Why should I put in all the
effort? I don't know what this leverage discussion is. The leverage is him. He's going to walk. He's going to say, how much money am I going to, anybody who's putting the money into marketing and doing something is going to want some decent months along with the ugly months.
Yeah,
you got to be reasonable with the guy. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Okay, well, good. We're doing
do what you want.
And we can always have the opportunity to
you tell him the council may do that, because I don't agree with that.
call me. Moving on to ordinance 2015-32.
We'd like you to suspend and pass this next week, please.
What's that?
Was that the one that came through from Anna that was all mixed up? There was, I think she,
yeah, well, yeah, there's a new one she, that was
I don't think you're gonna have anything to pass.
Maybe I should let you wait till December, then the 6 months takes them into decent weather.
I'm not really getting the humor. I don't know. I'm missing it. What do you wanna do? You wanna suspend next week? Is that what you're looking to do?
Yeah.
I just don't understand the big deal now that you were telling me earlier that it was 6 months and everything was fine and dandy, and now when you read this,
you know,
see,
when
see
I told you that, I really was answering based on my memory, which obviously
right.
wasn't
right.
perfect,
cool.
and I didn't think, what month is this and what 6 months from now? I wasn't thinking that. I was just answering your question too fast because I didn't give it full thought. Okay.
Well, I just don't want to end up with the chance of going back into another winter season with this property and being basically stuck with somebody that we necessarily, you know, that isn't moving it or getting interest on it. And I think we still could go ahead, I guess we still could go ahead and extend it down the road if there's interest in the property and whatnot, we like what's going on. But at least, you know, if we cut down the time period, this doesn't, you know, constrain us to having to go throughout the entire summer.
I just wonder if it thwarts his effort, because why would he invest much money in marketing something that nobody's gonna be able to see for the next 3 months?
Because that's his job, apparently, as you said a minute ago, that he indicated that they sell these properties during the winter and it could go all the time. Because it's vacant land.
Yeah, I mean, remember, this is vacant land that's almost commercial property.
Okay.
It's not a residential.
No, it's not.
Let's make it 3 months. Let's make it 3 months then.
All right, you know what?
Let's make it 3 months.
All right, here's the deal.
If he says he can do it, let him do it in 3 months.
It doesn't matter. Here's the deal. We're changing it to May 15th. If you don't like it, then
you guys. Why go 6 when you can do it in 3?
Okay, Herb. We're changing to May 15th. If you don't like it, then just vote no on it. Next week.
Well,
it's not a matter of
we will communicate to him.
No.
If he doesn't agree to it, we'll.
He can call me.
Report that back.
Yeah, sounds good. That works. All right, thank you. Moving on to ordinance 2015-32, an ordinance authorizing the mayor, subject to confirmation of council, to appoint John R.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
What did we just do?
Pushed it off till next week.
Are we changing something?
Yes, we're changing it to May 15th.
Well, don't we have to change it formally?
I'm going to communicate with him that May 15th is the date that council is requiring.
No, but what's the impact? When's the amendment coming? You're going to amend it administratively as opposed to as a sub part of this?
We're going to go negotiate with the person that we're...
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, does the amendment start the three readings over? What's happening?
We are changing a term of the contract.
Right.
You got first reading in tonight. You're not amending the ordinance.
No.
The ordinance authorizes the Exhibit A. You're good to go. I mean, we're gonna change a term in the ordinance. We're not gonna change the substance, the identity, or the timing for adoption of it. So.
Okay.
Any other discussion on 2015-31?
I thought we were on 32, actually.
We were. We went backwards.
You can't do that.
You want me to ask?
Yeah.
What? What?
You can't go back.
Well, we're going to ask. When we go back to him for 6 months, the question was, maybe I don't want to pass it next week. Maybe we'll pass it in December.
Well, that's going to shorten the 6 months.
No.
Why would it?
Why? 6 months from the day
we haven't passed the ordinance.
Right. Time out. The purpose, you're missing the point.
But December 15th, 6 months is May 15th.
Galilee.
Right now, 6 months from November is April. Well, that's really not fair.
Well, I put down May 15th.
To May 15th is the date that I.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not by the number of months.
May 15th.
Okay. Okay, so we'll ask to suspend it next week because then they'll have 7 months.
I mean, we can laugh about it, but the reality is that I don't think anybody here was super satisfied with the last broker we had for this property, and it didn't sell.
He sold the house. What do you mean?
Well, the property next to it didn't sell.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think we should hold on to this for years and years and years with realtors that nobody here knows anything about.
We're only quibbling over a month or two one way or the other.
Well, we're not quibbling because let's do May 15th and move on. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Thank you. All right. now we are moving on to ordinance 2015-32. An ordinance authorizing the mayor, subject to confirmation of council, to appoint John R. Morelli Jr. as the backup chief building official for Orange Village, declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading.
Can he be paid before this is passed under the part-time? Okay, again, we're gonna ask to suspend sooner than three readings because to stay certified, we have to have a backup CBO, right?
Correct, plus all the engineering inspections, you have to have backup inspectors also.
I think we still have those, but MBIS changed the state, they changed who our backup CBO was. But John Morelli still honored it, and he came in during the 2.5 weeks that we had no building official. So he worked for us, this backup CBO. In fact, his real job is with the mayor that just left, the attorney that was here for the Chinese church. But so I guess we just don't want to have that gap that we're not certified so that we can get the paperwork down to the state. So if you'll pass it next week, that would be great. But I am paying him, you know, under our part-time technical category for the 2 weeks he worked. You don't have 32?
Well,
31 was given twice, but I think you got an email explaining that.
The first page is labeled 31, the second page is 32, so
right.
I wasn't sure.
Right, there was a numbering glitch.
Okay. Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, that's it. Yeah, okay. Anything else on 2015-32? Moving to ordinance 2015-33, an ordinance amending chapter 1321 of the codified ordinances of Orange Village to clarify that the building commissioner is the chief building officer with authority to enforce the village building code. And this is on for first reading as well.
Yeah, our code, the state has a specific nomenclature. The chief building official is the entity recognized by the state as operating a certified building department for the residential building code. This ordinance puts as a definitional point that building commissioner, building inspector, however we refer to them elsewhere in the code, for the purposes of our residential building code certification, this person is going to be the chief building official with authority to enforce the Ohio Building Code and the Ohio Residential Building Code.
No matter what we call him.
No matter what the nickname is that he might have, this is going to be.
Does this change the definition section?
This just makes clear that authority is going to be held by this person.
For the building code purpose, though.
Yeah, there may be other
places,
references.
That's what
right.
I'm asking.
There may be other places in the code that refer to building commissioner.
And we're not changing those. Moving that authority.
Right. We would be changing a lot of code sections apparent purpose.
Right, okay,
yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Is there a timeline you're looking for that to be done by?
Well, may I say this, is that the state of Ohio is very specific. Same person can do those duties, now he can act as the enforcement for that zoning with that other title so that the state recognizes that you are not going over your authority of a building official, you are acting as a building commissioner. And so therefore you are not stepping out of your boundaries and enforcing only the codes that the state have authorized.
Does anybody want to try to suspend the rules and pass this today?
I was going to make the same suggestion.
Yeah.
It seems that that would make things a lot simpler. There's no reason to wait.
Because in Cleveland Heights, we have that exact issue. As I was leaving,
I think maybe waiting a week and maybe listen, hearing what Judd has to say in particular, although Lisa also won't be a problem. A week isn't a problem.
I'm going to make a motion to suspend the rules to pass ordinance 2015-33. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ms. Cluter. Would you like to call a roll on the suspension of the rules?
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
No.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. Yeah, well.
We'll ask to suspend it next week, please.
Hopefully that issue doesn't come up in the meantime. Okay, moving on to ordinance 2015-34. An ordinance approving the editing and inclusion of certain ordinances as part of the various component codes of the codified ordinances of Orange Village, Ohio, and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. What is this?
Don't we want this done before the end of the year, so sure, when they codify us next year, this is already in effect?
It just came in. This is, what this is every year you take the material that you passed on zoning code and so forth and put it into the codified ordinances officially. This does that. And the other thing it does is it takes the state code changes in the traffic code and the general code and incorporates the state law changes. If you're going to be enforcing state law, you want to have it, you want to have the ordinances matching the state code. I would refer to this as housekeeping, to keep your code up to speed with the state code. And historically, the council has suspended the rules and adopted it because it is merely housekeeping.
Are those rules that the state legislature passed during the current year? I mean, how far of a lag are we behind them?
Since the last time that we recodified.
Now, see, my position is that if it's housekeeping, it doesn't need an emergency clause.
Well, what you want is you want to have a clear effective date so that when the police officers are writing their ordinances, and I'm guessing.
I mean, I know it has to be written, but once we pass it, it's
records, and you may have voted for this before and really drafted, because we haven't changed this ordinance.
I'm having a moment of clarity, I'm telling you.
Go back to being confused.
It's not even worth it with him today. Would you?
It all hinges on you, Herb.
No, it doesn't. There's five people here.
Oh, actually, it
does. Suspend the rules.
It does hinge.
I know
actually.
It takes five.
Well, if we suspend the rules, it just allows us next week to.
No,
you have to suspend next week too.
Yeah, we could pass it today if we suspend the rules.
Yeah, what's the difference really?
Or we can suspend the rules.
Next week's fine.
Do a second reading, suspend the rules, a second reading.
Let's suspend next week. We'll have so much to
say. It doesn't matter. It's not going to pass today anyway, so we're just wasting our time.
No, well, we all, suppose Lisa.
Unless somebody wants to make a motion. Okay.
We'll pass you next week, next time.
All right. With that said, moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Okay. Comments by council members. Mr. Barron.
I had the pleasure of driving around Orangewood and Lander Road this last week, and I kept on bumping into Mr. Zucca, he actually worked up a sweat.
Yeah.
And he was working on the tar truck. He was blowing the dirt from the crevices, and I just wanted to publicly tell you that I am impressed by the way you rolled up your sleeves and you really put in. That's hard work, and that's not what you usually find from a department head or service director. So I just wanted you to know that I recognize that, and you should be commended for that. My second thought is that I think that the mayor did a very good job of selling the levy renewal. It passed with an unbelievable percentage, 90.
That's exactly what was going to happen.
It passed with 85.35% of the vote, which was the absolute highest percentage for a tax levy throughout the entire county. The next closest one was 74%.
I rest my case.
I think we should be really proud of that.
I'm quite proud of it. I had no doubt it was going to happen.
Any other comments?
That's all I have.
Well, I'm actually in shock. I thought Zugin just came here on Wednesday nights and sat in that seat. I had no idea that he did these other things during the week. But I'm equally proud of you. I want you to know that. But I did want to mention the levy, because the truth is that levy passed 8-1. The people understand that we need it. They would have passed it 8.5-1 if we had gone for perpetuity. I'm guaranteeing you. But otherwise, it was a wonderful election in that respect. That's all.
Ms. Cluter.
Yes, Mr. Bob Zugin is super. You can call him on any problems you've got. It's the Bob Zugin night tonight. Call him on any problems, and he's always very respectful, and he always gets back to you. He's a great resource person for me. And I want to congratulate the on the election.
I won.
Yes.
Oh.
That's going to be a problem.
I did have a question about that.
And I personally thank everybody their continuous support. 28 years is a long time, and here I go again.
That's unbelievable.
Thank you, everybody. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Clutter. Mr. Alfred?
I just did want to acknowledge the results of last night's election, offer my congratulations to Mrs. Cluter and Mr. Duber. For their re-election to council and to the mayor, of course, for her re-election. And I think that the village is in good hands for the next, 4 years with all your leadership. So I thought that was very excellent. And, of course, the infrastructure levy also is a good thing. So the other thing I just briefly wanted to mention, there is next week a NOPEC meeting, annual meeting. And, Mayor, I assume you have... you received any kind
Do
of...
Do you want to go?
I'll be happy to represent the mayor, the village, one more time
in
that.
I just told Anna today to see if Georgine Wheeler wanted my proxy, but if you want to go, that's great.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I was planning to, so...
Oh, good.
If you can make
I didn't sign...
On with the proxy, okay.
Yeah.
Then,
we'll get you a proxy. Thank you so much.
Happy to do that.
You're right. You go to NOCA.
Did you?
Don't want to go.
I heard some mumblings down there. Herb, you had a question.
No, I was just asking him if he was going. I thought he was.
No, this is not.
Not NOCA. It's NOPEC. I got you.
Right.
I got
you. Yeah.
You used to go at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's all the comments that I had. I think at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Well, I once again officially welcome, because they're still here, Ron Knight and Mary Catherine Bosley to the Orange Village team. Welcome.
Mary Catherine Knight.
What did I say, Bosley?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's how we know you.
I would encourage all the council people to follow up with Mitch or Dave or me if you have any questions about the budget. We will incorporate whatever comments were made and changes that were brought to light, and have a final budget to council. Make note of this, Mary Catherine Knight, for the December council meeting for approval of the management operating budget, please, for 2016. It's a well-deserved Bob Zugin night, but I will take the focus off of him for a second and bring up Chief Wilson and thank him and his officers, and specifically Assistant Chief Fritz, for the very wonderful Halloween party that you put together for the children of our community. And yesterday when I was standing out there, a lot of people told me how great it was. I'd like to thank Judd and Ken and Ron for taking a shift at the infrastructure levy booth yesterday. That was much appreciated. We have a letter that I want to read to you. It was, Dear Mayor, Council President, Council Members, and Ms. Girardi, thank you for your time yesterday. It was nice getting acquainted, and I appreciate your warm welcome. My interest in the position was to learn firsthand about the workings of municipalities while sharing my organizational and writing skills. Once we spoke, it seemed we'd both be better served if I began attending council meetings as a citizen participant. Orange Village is doing great things, and I'll keep tabs on your successes and hard work in the news. Be well, and thank you again, Jane Flaherty?
Jane Flaherty, yeah.
Flaherty. She was lovely, yeah, yeah.
And she wrote a lovely note.
That was great.
Will we be doing a swearing in at the first council meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Can we all stay in our capacities till January 5th or whatever it is?
Sure.
Do you guys want, can we just do it at the council meeting? Are you looking for some festive?
No,
sure.
Let's just do it.
I want all the bells and whistles.
No.
Yeah, right.
Let's just do the council
meeting. Ask Zugin.
Do you want cake?
You want bells and whistles? Ask Zugin.
Why?
We're just, well, let Zugin do it.
Okay, so at the first meeting in January, we'll do the swearing in. Okay.
You swear us all in as a group.
Okay, then you swear me in. Okay.
You
that's
do
it.
No. Oh. Is she a judge?
She won't be a judge yet.
No.
Probably, no.
Okay. All right. That's all I have to say. Except if anyone's interested in the percentages of other tax levy increases, we had 1,203 people voted. That's just a little under 50%.
That's a little under what percent?
Depending which precinct, it ranged from between 45% and 50% turnout by precinct.
I think that's very good.
Far better than the
county
average.
Your expectations are very low.
Next year should be better.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Kastura, you're pretty average, I guess, for the last month. I'll buy you a beer. I have.
No, I think Zukin's treating.
I have no further comments.
I'll offer a motion
so,
for Zukin.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion made, Council
President. Thank you, Ms. Clay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. And you call me on that.
Mr. Barron?
We're calling the roll, Mr. Barron.
Mr. Barron.
Mr. Barron. You ready to leave?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Kluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Yes.
Mr. Zuber?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Do.
Oh, yes.
And because she was riding.
What are you doing for us tonight? Is the main question.
Wow.
We got a night crew.
Wow.
No, but I didn't do that.
So much.
Sure.
Because you
put that
you.
I see you. It's a random.
But.
That's what
a little bit of a slug.
Oh. Hey, Zugin.
Yes.
You put him on a bike crew?
Come on, a celebratory drink for winning the election.
Hey.
That's right.
Still recording.
To rescue your dog?
You're going out?
No.
You've been partying?
I've been going out.
You had a big election party last night?
The last 3 minutes.
Yes, we
did. I know. I did.
You erased the tape.
17-minute gap.
Council President Brandon Duber is not recommending to do that. Not condoning those actions.